words from Matthew 13 and 52. Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. And so these words from Matthew are a lesson to us of what is of value and redemptive worth, and what should truly matter to followers of Jesus Christ. The gospel is emphatic in its emphasis that as we journey on this side, we need to figure this out, and we must do so quickly. Rather, we will get hung up on what the world has to say, the world's stuff, or just say to a world that screams at us that we ain't missing a thing. Take your stuff, but give me Jesus. Jesus is all that matters for me. The faith I have in him, the gift, this gift that God gave me in Jesus Christ. I have all the treasure I need. I'm sold out. I'm fully committed to him. St. Matthew, the patron saint of the oldest Anglican church in the Bahamas, saw the value of becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ, of becoming a kingdom citizen. And so when Jesus called him, there was an immediate reaction on his part. Jesus simply said, "Follow me." And this brother, with all the bad press that surrounded his life, he was a tax collector, a sinner, a dealer, working on the poor who folks back then could strike deals with. A real low life, as bad as it got according to them. Yet the Master, Jesus Christ, offered him a lifeline when he said to him, "Come follow me." And I try to imagine what that conversation, what the interaction might have been. When Matthew came clean with Jesus, he made his confession. Where he told Jesus, I know you know, but I'm a real low life. Are you really interested in me? Maybe Jesus said to him, "Nah, bro. As bad as you think you are, I have seen far worse. We had a whole choir in heaven that had to be dismissed. Now listen, son, but because of your faith commitment today, you had it there. They were there and had to be tossed out." So what does that say to us in 2023? I'm glad you asked. It is a word to us that God is attentive, and God alone will write the final chapters on our lives. I don't know about you, but have you ever run into persons who concluded that you cannot move past or escape the mistakes of yesterday? And sadly, the church has a lot of people like that. For them, the book on you has been written. And they consulted with the publishers, and they, in fact, edited the audio version. They saw the full stop on the final chapter. And only God could do it for you and for me. In fact, they are still saying, "I must see it to believe it." But as people of faith, we need to tell them God is big on surprises. In fact, God specializes. So I must ask, is there anyone today, and just perhaps that is your testimony, that God picked you up, turned you around, gave you a new name, a new attitude, new gratitude? We've got to tell the people we meet, "Look at me. I'm a testimony to the greatness of our God, and for me, the best is yet to come." How great is our God. And so, family, I need to challenge us now and to say to us this morning that the gospel strips us of all our excuses. It's time to get up. Get up from the opinion of others. Get up from the limits they place on you because of your mistakes, your sullied past. Get up from work constraints. Get up from laziness. Get up from indulgence. Take a moment and have a real look at the man, Jesus Christ. He changes everything. That's why scriptures can say that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past, and the new has taken place. And so that means this wonderful treasure, the gospel that saved you and saved me, must be shared in some places. And the first place we need to share the gospel is in our home. And home is that hard place, according to scripture, where your family roll their eyes when you talk about the goodness of God. Home is the place where your wife gives you that look that says, I will see how long this can last. Home, where your neighbor does some stuff to test your faith, but put on Christ, eh? Home, where co-workers attempt to bait and trap you so you can behave just like them. Home in the church where Christian folks tell you they were there when the cornerstone was laid. And as a matter of fact, they put in for the cement. And you just reach, you need to sit small. Home in the ACM, home in the ACW, where when you remind your fellow members that, listen, we can do better than this, and they give you that look. But you got to say to them, as you say to yourself, that God has called us to a higher place of praise, that we are better than this. And then finally, brothers and sisters, this morning, the gospel reminds us that judgment is certain. And in our creedal attestations, we say all the time, He will come again to judge the living and the dead. And because of the certainty of the upcoming judgment, that should help us to answer the question of where our treasure is. Listen, family, all earthly treasure is fleeting. In nature, for no other reason, the limitations of the human lifespan make it so. We will leave this stuff. We brought nothing into the world, and we take nothing out. Let's learn from history. The ancient pharaohs of Egypt had their extensive wealth buried with them, along with their slaves. But what happens today? Their graves are dug up and robbed, and their stuff sent to museums. Man does not have a way to indefinitely extend their life. And so what will happen to your wealth when you die? But here Jesus, family, Jesus tells us today on this Monday morning, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so he says to us, in order to live our lives according to His will, we've got to put our priorities in order. If you put them in order, you'll keep God central in your life. If you put Him in order, you'll appreciate that we are building together. If you put your priorities in order, you will protect you. And if you put Him in order, you'll keep God central in your life. You'll get to know Him better. You'll confess your sins. And I leave with some great news today, that if we confess our sins, the God we meet in Jesus Christ is faithful and just. God will not might God will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and give us the ability as his disciples to bring out of our storerooms new treasures as well as old. Amen.